Open windows, May the 13th. Broken foundations. Do not call anyone on earth Father, for you have one Father, and he is in heaven. Matthew 23, verse 9. Perhaps one of the things which you and I and the Lord's people everywhere need to recognize more than anything else at the end time is the fact of our heavenliness. There is going to be a testing of everything which bears the Lord's name by the law of the beginning governing the end. In the beginning, they were a heavenly people, with everything for them in heaven, in Christ, and being drawn from Christ in heaven. All their government, direction, resources came from him, and was in him in heaven. The Lord comes back again and again to test things by that beginning. And in the end, the test is going to be applied very stringently. We are going to see the outward form of things, which is earthly, man-made, man-constituted, an imitation or a representation of spiritual things, breaking down, shaking at its very foundations. All the organizations of our work are going to be shattered. In the nations, all that framework will be broken up. That which alone will be left will be the people themselves, and they will probably be scattered. Then the test will be as to how much of this is Christ here. If there has been dependence upon orders, churches, systems, even meetings and conferences, the many things which in themselves are looked to as a means of support of the Christian life, when they are gone, broken, the question will be, how much of Christ is here? What is the measure of Christ, the heavenly Christ? You see, that was the crisis for the disciples. They had 3 years with him, but there was an outward detachment, an outward dependence, a physical, sentient association. In those days, they could say some very bold things. They could make great confessions and professions. They could declare themselves as to him, who he was, what they thought of him, what they believed concerning him, what they would do for him. Then he was taken from them. And what was left? No Christ. No life. Nothing to live for. Everything gone. When the life of senses ceased, the outward order came to an end. They had nothing left. They were in despair, and their faith was shattered. There is much of that today. We do not know how much there is until the break comes, until we are no longer able to do anything for the Lord, until we are no longer able even to pray and read the Word of God, and carry on the usual devotional exercise, until we are no longer able to meet with the Lord's people. Multitudes of the Lord's people are coming there now.